Hello, today is a short podcast and the topic is why GDP per capita doesn't matter a whole lot. I see Americans brag on social media that their GDP per capita is 6 times China's. While it's a good metric as a rule of thumb, here are some problems with that. For starters, ask people what income per capita is in the US. That's shockingly only half as big as the GDP per capita. The US income per capita is only $38,000. That's nothing to brag about when you look at the cost of living. This is why tens of millions of Americans are broke and are living from paycheck to paycheck. More than half of all American workers have jobs where they get paid by the hour. These are not salaried jobs, and they almost always lack benefits like healthcare, 401k, and paid vacations. These folks may have 2 or 3 part-time jobs to make ends meet. If you compare that to China, it's a very different story. While the incomes may be smaller, the cost of living is so low that Chinese are able to save a lot of money. Rent, food, healthcare, transportation, utilities, cell phone bills, etc. are very affordable in China. Thus, Chinese people have whopping $18 trillion saved up in bank deposits. That's almost the same as China's GDP. Meanwhile, most Americans don't even have $1,000 saved up. One more thing about the GDP. It's based on spending. The more the government and people spend, the higher the GDP. So Americans have $1 trillion of debt in credit cards, and that boosts the GDP. Similarly, Americans spend $1 trillion a year on processed food, get sick, and then spend $4 trillion a year on big pharma pills and hospitals. It's a stupid system. Spending is not a sign of wealth, especially when a predatory system forces people to spend more. And look at the US government, which has $33 trillion of debt, $10 trillion of which was racked up in just the last 5 years. What did Americans get for that debt? Do they have shiny cities, amazing airports, excellent highways and railways, free college education, cheap healthcare, etc.? No, nothing. China has big debt too, but they have tangible things to show where the money was invested, like world-class infrastructure, 42,000 kilometers of bullet trains, super fast 5G everywhere, public universities that churn out millions of engineers, universal healthcare, etc. So remember that there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. Thank you.